This is the Franchise News Podcast for Wednesday, October 7th, 2020. I'm Jack Munson from the Social Geek Radio Studios in Chicago, keeping you informed and updated so you can be ready for your comeback of a lifetime. Our top story this week, Neighbourly, the world's largest franchisor of home service brands, has acquired Shelf Genie, a custom glide-out shelving solutions franchise headquartered in Atlanta. Barry Falcon, board chairman and co-founder of Shelf Genie, said, "Since we began franchising 12 years ago, our goals have always revolved around franchise profitability and continued growth. Now under the Neighbourly umbrella, our opportunity to exceed those goals is better than ever before." Congratulations to Marco's Pizza. The brand announces the launch of a month-long celebration to honor its milestone store number 1,000, slated to open in late October. Tony Labardi, president and COO, said, "As a people-first organization, we wanted to celebrate this achievement with those who have helped us throughout our journey. This people-first mentality has been the secret to our long-term success. It's our passionate franchisees, dedicated team members, and loyal customers who have propelled this brand to greatness." The pandemic has caused a shift in jobs, creating some interesting opportunities in franchising with many brands. Here's a really interesting one. The founder and CEO of Office Pride Commercial Cleaning Services is expressing gratitude and offering franchise opportunities to former employees of the airline industry, which had 30,000 more layoffs last week, if they want to start their own cleaning companies with Office Pride. Todd Hopkins, who described himself as a frequent flyer, praised airline employees for helping him to stay connected with franchisees who own and operate Office Pride franchises in 25 states. He says airline workers made a long day of work and travel better with a smile and by getting us where we needed to be. Hopkins issued a personal invitation to those employees who are interested in starting their own franchise business with a discounted franchise fee. Smoothie King is encouraging better meal choices with a fast food coupon swap. Today through October 15th, customers can present any digital or physical coupon from another quick serve restaurant at checkout, and Smoothie King will knock $2 off their smoothie. Smoothie King CMO Rebecca Miller said, "With this coupon swap, we're actively encouraging guests to make better for you decisions." Many communities in Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Texas were devastated by two recent hurricanes. Raising Cane's throughout the region raised $100,000 by earmarking 15% of the day's sales to the effort. Raising Cane's Matt Macy will present checks to three local American Red Cross chapters and other organizations. Macy says, "We started making plans for this fundraiser shortly after Hurricane Laura, but before we knew it, Hurricane Sally was upon us. So many people came together to make this $100,000 donation possible, starting with thousands of Caniacs across the region." In People News, Junk King announced it has further developed its corporate team with the addition of Anthony DeAngelis as the director of IT. Rave Pizza Group, the parent company of Pizza Inn and Pie 5 Pizza, announced the hiring of Darren Webb as the director of development for both brands, and Dion Feruznia as franchise business consultant for Pizza Inn. Papa John's announced the appointment of Ann Gugino as chief financial officer. And my favorite move of the week, Scorpion has appointed Gabriella Ferrara as VP of Regional Sales. Congratulations and good luck to you all. In events news, the big news this week is that the Franchise Show is happening in person in Atlanta, November 21st and 22nd at the Cobb Galleria Center. If you're interested in exhibiting and speaking to great candidates in person, find out more at atlantafranchiseshow.com. Over the years, over 540,000 business ownership candidates have attended the Franchise Show's events. Today's Franchise News is brought to you by Benetrends. Now more than ever, it's important for entrepreneurs and small business owners to work with a trusted financial partner. Benetrends Financial has been working with franchise brands for over 35 years, providing innovative funding solutions to get their businesses up and running, including their flagship Rainmaker program that allows entrepreneurs to use retirement funds to purchase or recapitalize a business tax-deferred and penalty-free. Get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically at Benetrends.com/socialgeek. Benetrends, 35 years of growing America and still going. Friday on Social Geek Radio, marketing leaders Ted Rubin and John Andrews share ideas for franchise marketers on rising above the noise of an election and a pandemic during Q4. See you there.